Nervous investors weigh complicated politics abroad and embarrassing politics at home.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by eCornell.com. Join an elite group of professionals and begin targeted online training in marketing that drives results and revenue. Visit eCornell.com/marketplace for 20% off your online marketing strategy certificate.
From APM, I'm Mark Garrison in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. It's a week before a potential government shutdown in America and the morning after a big victory for German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Carl Riccadonna, senior economist at Deutsche Bank, joins us from New York to talk about the economic impact of all that. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
So you do work for a German bank, but I will not ask you to analyze the intricacies of multi-party German politics. But I would love to know what you think will be the impact of Chancellor Merkel's reelection and some of the ongoing deal making she'll have to make with the other parties on the global economy.
Well, the election outcome is not too much of a surprise, actually. But we have Merkel back for another term, and so that is going to signal business as usual from Germany and really a lot of continuity in terms of pro-euro policies and also a relatively business-friendly environment.
Okay, and speaking of things in politics that are unsurprising, again, here in America, we have 1 week to go until a government shutdown deadline. What are you watching for in this political stuff, not so much in the politics, but just in terms of how it will impact our economy?
Well, certainly the markets are going to be fretting the political ping pong match this week. We have pretty much a non-starter budget coming from the House of Representatives that defunds Obamacare. So the Senate's going to amend that. Our view is we'll have some sort of temporary extension, probably funding the government through Thanksgiving or into middle of December. And then that shifts the bullseye from budget issues to the more serious issue, which is the debt ceiling. Even if we have a budget in place, if they don't raise the debt ceiling, which is really a mid-October issue, we could be right back to the drawing board of facing a government shutdown, and on top of that, the risk of government payments not going through.
Here we go again. Carl Riccadonna at Deutsche Bank. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Dozens are dead and many more wounded in the siege at an upscale mall in Kenya. We want to look beyond the standoff and at the significance and long-term impact for the Kenyan people. Neelam Virji is a global business reporter based in Nairobi. Hello, Neelam.
Hi there.
So talk about the significance of an attack on a place of Kenyan commerce, in many ways a symbol of the country's growing wealth and connection to the global marketplace.
Yes, that's exactly what the Westgate Mall is. It's a large mall in an area called Westlands, which is a very busy commercial and residential part of Nairobi. It's bustling. There's a lot of business and commerce around there. And to hit this place in full daylight on a Saturday morning at prime time is really making a point, because it's just trying to get maximum visibility. It's trying to cause maximum destruction and cause fear, because that's when most people will be out running their errands, and that's when most people will be there.
So the last major attack in Kenya was on the U.S. Embassy in 1998. Talk about how the country has changed in terms of its development since then, as far as its place in the global economy.
Nairobi in 1998 was almost an infant compared to where it is now. It's very strategic from a geopolitical point of view and security point of view for the entire region. Humanitarian operations across the region are based over here. And with that, Kenyans have enjoyed a wave of wealth, and they've seen their incomes increase, and they've seen this corresponding spending power with it, which wasn't there in 1998 as much.
Neelam, explain just how this attack and the attention around it, the security concerns that will come out of this, talk about how that could potentially impact Kenya's efforts to further grow its economy, lift more of its people out of poverty.
In the short term, there might be a dent to consumer confidence. Tourism might be affected, as that's the most frontline industry. But the outcome really depends on the actions of the government and how decisively and how strongly they respond to this attack on its territory, how quickly they can bring back confidence to Kenyans and to expatriates.
Okay, we'll be watching to see how this unfolds. Neelam Virji in Nairobi, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by eCornell.com. Join an elite group of professionals who have empowered themselves and their organizations with targeted online training and marketing that drives results and revenue. Earn an online Ivy League marketing certificate in as little as 3 months. Move ahead today. Visit eCornell.com/marketplace for 20% off your online marketing strategy certificate. Now is the perfect time. That's eCornell.com/marketplace. Ivy League for the real world.
A major new crackdown on fake online reviews. Today, regulators in New York State are unveiling settlements with more than a dozen companies for writing fake reviews. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
New York is collecting $350,000 in fines from companies for giving themselves raves or falsely slamming the competition. Entertainment analyst Robert Galinsky.
We're in a stage where a customer doing a review has way more power in many cases than professional critic reviews.
A recent Harvard study found an extra Yelp star raised a company's revenues by up to 9%.
When you have a bad review and you lose a customer, you lose some income, that's not good for business.
Or the city, which could be why New York's attorney general is taking this step, says Aram Sinreich, a media analyst at Rutgers University.
I mean, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. You know, I know whether Junior's cheesecake is good or not. But somebody who's traveling here from Italy or from Hong Kong might have no idea.
Still, says Sinreich, policing sites like Yelp won't be easy. Businesses are crafty. In some cases, they bribed customers with freebies to write good reviews. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
And finally, some ballpark vendors may have had a better-than-usual Sunday because of some bees. Twice yesterday, Mariners and Angels players had to dive into their dugouts because of a giant swarm on the field. Fans in Anaheim presumably bought more beer and food while they waited out the bee delay. The game got back underway after the grounds crew blasted the bees with a fire extinguisher. I'm Mark Garrison. This is the Marketplace Midday Update.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.